Yeah, that's definitely a lot of work programming these newer radios. Yeah, as far as the mesh goes, everything's automatically meshed together. There's a public, I guess you call it a talk group, something like that. And that one's always on. And then you can add private ones if you want, up to 6 or 7 of those on top of that. So with the public one, it stays on everybody's device, so everybody's device is automatically linked together through that, and you'll catch messages if anybody's in range on the public one, and then, you know, of course, however you set up your private groups. So I'm close to an airport at my house, so I pick up a lot of people that have their devices on the aircraft, and the guy was pretty happy. He threw out a ping twice. I guess he didn't receive my response the first time, but the second time, he said, yes. So he was pretty excited. And then I looked at my map, and because I saw a bunch of new devices popping up, and I looked at the map, and one of them was out in Grand Rapids. So somehow his signal on the airplane being up so high meshed to four different devices. So they're all pinging through him and then down to me. So that was pretty interesting how it works. That's the first time I've actually seen it work, because I'm in an area where I don't have a lot of people that have those devices. So I finally got to see it in action, how it meshes everybody together.